Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, I cannot live no other way but to love our Savior. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life, prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is prune the dead branches from your life. Prune the dead branches from your life. And we are coming from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 2 today. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you miss me live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, feeldfire.com, on Facebook, R-A-W-S-I Williams at Rossi Williams, or even better, you can follow the podcast, and the link to each day's recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can follow by texting the message MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. So go ahead and follow us and join the family now. This information, more about me, and everything else that you need to know is on my website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 2, reading from the KJV. I am the true vine. This is Jesus speaking. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, for the reading of the word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Prune the dead branches from your life. Come on and make that personal to you today. Repeat after me. I will prune the dead branches from my life. The reason a lot of people can't move forward in life is that they refuse to rid themselves of the dead weight and baggage from their past. It's like old clothing that no longer fits. It's just hanging off of you wherever you go. It looks old, it smells old, it's wrinkled and dirty, and nobody can see the new you underneath. Dead branches, withering branches, non-fruit-producing branches. Jesus said, either purge them to clean them up so that they become fruitful, or cut them off. It's about setting proper boundaries, you see, so that your tree, in other words, your life, can flourish. Isn't this good teaching right here? In the book of John 15, verses 1 through 2 that I read to you, Jesus was letting us know it is necessary to pay attention to your tree or your life. It's necessary to check the soil. It's necessary to water you. It's necessary to feed you. It's necessary to prune you. It's necessary that your leaves receive oxygen. In other words, it's necessary for you to be refined and for you to be inspected to ensure that the canker worm has not gotten into your soil to ensure that weeds have not begun to grow up around your tree to destroy you and your fruit. This is why you must be willing to cut off some things from your life. This is why you must be willing to prune some things and people from your life. Oh, y'all don't want to hear about this morning. Some of you are non-confrontational. You're passive. So much so that you are afraid to speak up in preservation of your own life, your own destiny, your own family, your own ministry, your own finances, your own purpose. You're a doormat and you let people walk all over you all day, each day and every day. And because of that, your branches are withering. You are not producing fruit. The canker worm is eating away at you and your tree is not even productive anymore. You are good for nothing but to be cast down because you are unwilling to prune the dead branches and the dead people, the toxic people, the people who mean you no good, those gossipers and backbiters, those people who are misery loves company kind of people. Their lives are negative, and into every life that they enter, they bring negativity. Those people who do not support you, they don't pray with you, they won't intercede for you, they're envious and jealous, always wanting you to operate at a lesser level than them. Are you willing to prune those dead branches from your life? And then some of you are not passive. You are appropriately assertive. Notice I didn't say aggressive, appropriately assertive. In other words, you speak up when you should, but you also know how to refrain from speaking when you should. But the problem is that you're only assertive about everybody else's life. You're only assertive about the job, but you're still not assertive about protecting your own tree. And just like with the other group of people, the canker worm has come in and destroyed your marriage. You talk about what's going on in your marriage to your boys and to your girls. You tell them every negative thing that your spouse does, and you don't even have the eyes to see that they want your husband or wife. The next thing you know, they sleeping in your bed, laying up with your man or woman on your couch, and you wondering how it happened, because they were dead branches hanging on, and instead of you cutting them off, instead of you pruning them and saying to them, I love you, but there are things in which I cannot even share with you because I need to feed my own tree, you gave them free range to do whatever they wanted in your tree of life, and now you are suffering the death, the consequences of it. What am I saying to you today? I'm saying that you gotta take stock of what's going on around your tree. You gotta take stock of what's growing up around your tree. Are these weeds? Are these worms? Are the fruit that I've already produced, are they infected with worms? What's going on? What kind of wind is blowing by and through my branches? Is it a clean wind sent from God? Or is it some kind of toxic waste coming through, infiltrating my leaves, infiltrating my branches? Because if it is good for nothing, it is to be cut off. Oh, yes, I'm teaching good teaching right now because this is allowing you and empowering you to set forth the proper boundaries around your spirit, around your life, hallelujah, around your home, around your mind, around your loved ones. Yes, 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 you got to be willing to cut some things off. Let me tell you, there are some people I won't even speak to in the mornings. I won't even call or take their calls in the morning because they are so toxic. They are so negative. As soon as you get on the phone, your spirit just does a nosedive. You are feeling good. You are praising God. Come on, you know the people I'm talking about. You are feeling good. Your spirit was on a high. You had praised the Lord. You had spent quality time with God. You had planned out your day. They call, you answer, and now your whole day is messed up because they have nothing good to say. Every time they call, it's a negative story. It's a bad situation. Now, I'm not telling you to turn your back on your friends and family because all of us go through. But every day of your life, if you are serving God, should not be a negative Debbie Downer kind of day, negative Nancy, jaded John kind of day. Because even if the situation is bad, something in you ought to have enough faith, enough joy to still be praising God. I'm talking about dead branches, people who have nothing good to say. Everything is always bad. And not only is everything always bad, but they have the inability to celebrate with you what is going on good. Jesus said, if it does not produce fruit, it's not good for anything but to be cut off. If it does produce fruit, but the fruits are infected, then you got to come in and you got to prune that thing. You got to cut some things around it because you will not be able to move forward in life continuously with that dead weight of dead prunes and dead fruit and dead branches hanging. You're a tree and people walk by and they say, why don't they just cut that old rotten tree down? The branches are dragging on the ground. The fruit, instead of being vibrant and on the tree, have fallen off on the ground. Worms are all around it. Weeds are all around it. It's not good for anything. Why do they keep that old dead tree there? It's not good. Let me tell you something. Anything dead is supposed to be buried, not hanging on around you, haunting your life. Are you willing to cut off the dead branches? Are you willing to prune your relationships, your friends, your conversations? Are you willing to prune your own mind, your own thought processes, your own conduct, your own action today? Are you willing to become a fruit-producing tree? Hallelujah. We got to go into prayer, brothers and sisters. Come on and magnify the Lord. Say, I will be a fruit-producing tree. Say it again, I will, listen at this, be a healthy fruit-producing tree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you today. Glory to your name, Jesus. We just praise you, God. You are so worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Our souls are on fire right now. We are renewed and rejuvenated to be healthy trees, fruit-producing trees, lively trees. We are empowered to set the appropriate boundaries around our roots, so that everything cannot take hold and grow and become entangled within our lives or within our spirits or within our minds. Father, we are willing today to get rid of the dead weight, the dead branches, the dead fruit. We are willing today to remove the weeds out of our garden. We are willing today to set up a perimeter around our spirits and around our minds so that we operate in destiny. We operate in fruit-producing lifestyles. We operate, God, in victory. We operate in purpose. Father, we are the light of the world because we're willing to prune the dead branches. Now, Father, we ask forgiveness of every sin. I ask you, Father, to bless everyone listening. Father, you know their needs. Make a way, God. Make a way, Lord. Make a way, God. Make a way, God. Make a way, Lord. Make a way. Make a way. Make a way for them right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I have to give you our task for today. Come on and just say, Lord, I will be a healthy fruit-producing tree. Speak it into the atmosphere. I will be a healthy fruit-producing tree. One more time. I will be, hallelujah, a healthy fruit-producing tree. Now, our topic for today is prune the dead branches from your life. Your task for today is that I need you to get into the spirit and take stock of your life. I need you to identify the weeds. I need you to identify the cankerworm that comes to eat up your fruit. I need you to even look at the fruit. In other words, your own conduct and behavior. Prune where necessary and cut off where necessary. All right, I'll see you in the morning live at 6:30. Remember, go to fillthefire.com to share this word. Just share it with at least two people whom you know need to set appropriate boundaries today, and follow the show by texting MM to 33222. Everything that's dead needs to be buried and not hanging on. Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta